Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team trading podcast, here with Jake, our trading expert. How are you, Jake?
I'm really good, Florian. I am excited. I am really busy with FIFA, but I'm loving the excitement around the game so far, and I'm hearing really good reviews of it. I know some are kind of mixed and there is some changes, but I know that this game is definitely more attacking and there's more creativity in attack, which is making a lot of players pretty excited. So overall, I'm just happy that people are pleased with the game and that we can all enjoy it together. What about you?
You know, man, if I'm winning more than losing in the game, I feel that FIFA is a better game.
Exactly. So, who doesn't? Who doesn't like to win?
So I don't really care about like the small bugs, let's say, or stuff like this. Sure. I've seen also people complain about the game, and I feel like it's a little bit too early to have an insight about feedback about that. I'm loving the game. I'm loving the game.
Good.
I'm loving the content already. So I have a lot of questions. FIFA is out like for 1 week already for some people.
Yeah, flies by.
For some people, it goes out only tomorrow
sure.
night for the ones who bought the standard edition. So maybe we will have some, let's say, how to make coins tips for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, overall, we have a good grade for FIFA 21.
Definitely. Yeah, it's so fun to just enjoy a new game together and, you know, just everyone be excited at the same time. And I don't think I've seen anyone really hate on the game too much, so that's good. And I think we're all just hopeful for the year ahead.
Yeah. Let's say we are starting okay.
with kid SBCs.
let's start with a number.
Sure.
What from 1 to 10? How would you rate the game currently? And each episode, let's see if we downgrade from that grade or upgrade.
So you're not even talking to the right person regarding gameplay. I've only played
gameplay overall.
Sure. Sure. I've only played 5 placement games, and I know that's a huge factor is gameplay towards it. So, I've been trading primarily, guys, and helping with my Discord and everything like that. And there's been a ton of different market movements. So, the menus are really buggy right now, which I really dislike. So that's my number one complaint because I do a lot of menus, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I played 5 games, and I played on early access a little bit more, but. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I had some fun. I used attacking players. I used Haaland. He was really good up top. And I didn't get frustrated by the game, which is big to me. I think that when a game is making you frustrated, it's just not going to be enjoyable long term. So I'd probably rank it right now like 8 out of 10 just because I don't really have issues with it. I haven't played enough games to find the nuances, so I probably can't give my best accurate description there. What do you think?
Yeah, I can agree with 8 out of 10. Let's stick it at 8 out of 10,
sure.
10 after the first week of FIFA.
Sure.
And let's see if in the next weeks it improves or maybe it doesn't improve.
Yeah.
I know for sure we can expect a lot of great content this year because last year was the year of content, let's say.
Oh, totally.
So a lot of things there. But let's go straight into the, let's say, why people are here, Jake. How
sure.
are you with your transfer profit?
I think I'm at like 4.5 million. I did 3 million in like 3 days, I think, and then I took it pretty easy. But I'll be trading a lot again.
Did you have any bet for your first week or something?
I said I'd get to 1 million in 3 days, and that was easy. That was done in like 36 hours. And then my goal is to try to get to 5 million liquid by tomorrow. So I don't know what I'm at. I got to do some trading after this podcast, but that would be my goal, is 5 million coins on my screen tomorrow at full release.
And I remember something regarding buying an icon, a certain icon or a random icon.
For first weekend league, I'd like to play with Edo. That's not a problem. I can already afford him, but he's just someone that I've loved in FIFA, and I got to watch him play as well. So it's kind of that significance to me that I would like to use that card because I just really enjoy him. I enjoy watching him, and I loved his cards in like FIFA 12 and 13 and 14. So it's just a good memory for me, and I really like to use him. And Possibly thinking about streaming some games because I'm terrible at gameplay and you guys can help me and I can help you with trading. That could be a good compromise.
Yeah, that would be very good. So as you can see, guys, see or listen, guys, Jake is very, very good with the trading part up there. Maybe you can tell us a little bit, like basic things. What did you do to get to this transfer profit, on in short,
Sure.
during this first week for the people listening to know?
Yeah, of course. So I kind of started off trading with silvers, which is really effective early on because those basic SBCs you start with need silvers. And one of the ones that I'm thinking of, it's a midfielder one. I can't remember the exact title. I guess I could check it out right here for you guys. Give me 1 second and I'll walk you through it, I guess. But basically, there's one that requires midfielders from five different leagues in the same nation. And that's not as easy as it sounds to get. So what you'll find is that a lot of there it's called One Nation Midfield right here in League of Nation Basics. So what you'll find is that if you have a popular country, so let's say England or French or Germany, and you have them playing in a unique league, so let's give an example of a French guy, which I know for a fact that you use a French silver in the MLS. His cost is like 4K. And so many people don't realize that there's so much value associated with those cards that they list way under, like a K under, 1500 coins under, and it's pretty easy to win them on bid too. So I basically used my knowledge of SBCs and I knew what people would be going for. So I knew that those cards would keep and retain their value, and I looked for bids and snipes on them. And that one was my favorite one, One Nation Midfield. It works really well with popular countries.
Nations.
Yeah, popular countries and then across different leagues. And it requires three silver players. So that's a super good starting point, and that's probably how I got up to literally like 20 or 30,000 coins. Following that, I traded with just meta gold or golds I could win on bid and sell cheaper just for a few hundred coins profit each time. Because to start the year, they were really, really, really cheap just because no one had coins. So open bids were pretty open. That's a little bit tougher now to do, but that's what I did. And then progressively, we built up our coin total with chem style trading and position change trading, which is perfect in like that 100 to 300K region because you can make 5% on those cards. And then beyond that, we just made some investments. Like I knew that I thought that Haaland would get team of the week, so I bought 18 of him. He went up like 20K. So that was a big margin of like 350K profit. And now I'm working on Icon. So I just slowly, slowly built up my budget to incorporate new techniques and bigger techniques.
So would you say you are at around 4 mil coins if you would sell everything, or
That
even
would
more?
be about right. Yep, 4 mil or slightly over.
So podcast, let's say numero dos, number two, during FIFA 21, Jake already at 4 mil cash. We'll see how that evolves during our show.
I hope well. Yeah, I like trading early on too, guys, because it's what some of you guys brought here. I know that Nick from the Foot Market was thinking about doing the same move with Holland as me, and he commented on one of my posts, and I got a lot of new followers on Twitter just from his interaction. And he's been on the podcast too. He's a great trader and a good guy. So, yeah, it just really helps my pages grow. So I will be grinding pretty hard to start here just because I like to give that insight to my group members on social media, and then it's great for my growth.
That's very good, Jake. I wanted to share a little bit my experience with
Yeah, please.
not necessarily with the trading part, but with what I've did in the first. So I had early access. I had those 10 hours.
Yep, me too.
And Jake, I have to come clean here to everybody
Oh no,
that
oh no.
the bad news.
Go
I
for it.
have to come clean, and I've opened some FIFA points in the first hour. Actually, I did also a TikTok video about that, guys. Some of you already saw it, like what 12,000 FIFA points can get you in the
Oh,
first
sure.
day.
Yep.
It's called. And let's say I was quite lucky. I feel that, so I'm not upset about doing it. I packed Varane. I packed Burgoyne, Saint-Maximin, and couple of more, let's say 10K players, two or three more 10K players. So for those only, I was at 400K, I think, in the first day or so.
So you had some pretty good
So
pulls out of that actually then.
So guys, if you want to check that out, you will find it on my TikTok, that video. So I was happy with what I've got. And after that, my first move, and let's say maybe the only one in trading until now, was going a little bit into those extinct players. So guys, I don't know if you know. So if you get the game right now, or if you were online in FIFA 21 already, you saw that there are a lot of players which are extinct. So their max price, it's very low, and it was very low. For example, on Rodrigo, I went in when he was 10K.
Oh, nice.
So I went into those extinct players, and I still have a big chunk of them. I didn't sell them. Rodrigo is now max priced at
30.
30K, but it's almost extinct there. Maybe sometimes it appears on the market, but it's extinct. So those were only my only moves in the game. So I went with some FIFA points. After that, put almost the majority of coins in these extinct players.
Let's just talk about that for a quick second for those that don't know like how extinct players kind of work and how the market moves with them. So there are still some currently extinct guys. Militao is one of them. He's 27.5K and he's not currently on the market. Same with Ake at 24K, Wijnaldum at 50K, I believe his range is off the top of my head. So there's still some extinct cards, and basically what that tells us is that either investors are buying them up just because they want to try to sell for more, or that the price range is just simply too low for demand, right? Like sometimes it's a mix of both, or sometimes it's more one than the other. But yeah, there's basically more demand than supply for them at that price. So then we have to wait for EA to update their price ranges, and if you can sell fast, you can usually make pretty good profit. If you miss the best time to sell, sometimes it can get really interesting because cards can crash and people kind of panic sell and do some silly things. Like, let me try to find a quick example here. I know that it happened with a couple already. Fred is still extinct too at 25K. Oh, okay, here's a good example. So Watkins, team of the week, I'm looking at him right now. Pretty decent card for the Premier League for his cost, in my opinion. He was extinct yesterday for like 3 or 4 hours, like not on the market, not available at all. And people, and he's a 76, I believe, rated gold. So he's getting packed a ton. And people worried about the reward supply coming in, so they started to panic sell him. So he absolutely crashed in price. I know they didn't update his range, but he crashed in price because there was a lot of people that were kind of like artificially raising his value, which wasn't good at all. So if you're going to go for extinct players, make sure you really, really, really believe they're going to be valued more. A good example of this right now too is Ben Yedder. His price range, I think, is 140 or 130K, and that's really
130,
low.
yeah.
Yeah, that.
I have also one Benny there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty low because Martial is floating around 180K, and I'd consider those two fairly comparable in price. So I think that that's a pretty safe bet if you're going to go for someone like Militao now that's fighting through like a week of supply. I don't even know if he can sustain this price of 27K personally. I know he's really popular, but that's a lot of supply.
Yeah, and he's only 80 rated, guys. So how this works is, let's say, the lower the rating of the players, they are packed more, so their supply is even higher.
Exactly. So that's kind of how price ranges work. It's something to look out for, guys, on new promotion cards, these gold cards, etc. But just make sure you're confident with buying because it can get really messy if you're not confident there.
Yeah, actually, so when I went in all those, let's say, Rodrigos. And also I've bought some what was the name of the German center back
Klosterman.
Klosterman. Okay, you remember I've asked you also on Discord, hey Jake, what do you feel about these players? Because I was going away for a couple of days during the weekend, and I say, hey man, let's at least buy some things which
totally
I would guess they would hold value, especially as Rodrigo. I've played also with him and also with Clusterman, so
sure.
I like also to do these kind of things, guys. So if you let's say invest in some players and you play a lot of FIFA as I do, try the players to see if they are really good.
Definitely.
Because you can see some players which have, let's say, high pace, high shooting, but maybe we are clunky in game. But Rodrigo was very nice. He's in my starting squad.
Yep.
He's also Spanish. I have like a Prem La Liga hybrid team.
Nice.
So yeah, I felt it was worth it. Some of them I sold when the price range got upgraded from 10 to 30K.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you today, because today it was released in packs, actually last night,
mm-hmm.
I went in one Ben Yedder gold, let's say, for the memories of FIFA 20. with the memories of FIFA 20 in my mind.
And guys, let's take 1 second here to note something. As I'm scrolling through the popular players, you guys can look at prices, and I do want to note to you guys something, and that's that if you guys took into account price predictions for these cards, I would say that like 99% of them were going to be really low. And that's simply because before we started playing, no one had any idea that the placement matches for Division Rivals were going to give such a huge boost at once. So just off the top of my head, if you won 4 games, you get 89,000 coins. And that's a ton. That's 89,000 quote-unquote free coins that has never ever been in FIFA before. There is no fitness this year, so prices across the board are pretty inflated, and I would say it's probably around like 15-20% inflation compared to what they would normally be. And it's okay because it's the same for everybody, right? Like we all get to play those games, the prices are the same, but that's why the market's going to look extremely high right now.
Yeah, I was thinking at this, and we will talk about this during, let's say, during the year.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think how pricing will go this year will be totally different compared to last year, especially because we don't have we have these placement matches, but these placement matches don't really mean exactly only, let's say, only me playing once this placement matches. Maybe we'll go in another time into this topic of a lot of people are transferring coins between accounts and supplying the market with extra coins. And this fitness issue, guys. Last year I had, let's say, more than 2,000 games in FIFA 20. That's almost 2 or 3 mil invested in fitness cards, which now I would have in my pocket, and the prices for a lot of players, popular players, will be very, very high this year.
Definitely. One more note I think we can make to viewers, just because I saw this, it caught my attention on the page, is that FIFA is starting to release the transfer card versions. So they did like a handful yesterday, and Dest is one of them. So he switched from Ajax to Barcelona. And with that transfer, they did also confirm UCL cards, guys. I'm not sure if you are aware of that, but now he's got UCL card versions on the market. So there will be UCL cards again this year. Don't provide any stat boots, but it's important for trading because they use those a lot in SBCs. So just wanted to make note those are back if you weren't aware.
Yeah, that's a bad news, let's say, on my end. I hate those UCL cards. I feel they don't have any purpose in game.
It's just for SBCs, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you see, I'm not sure about the animation this year, but when you see a blue flag, a blue, let's say, borders, and you get excited, and it was only a UCL card.
Definitely.
I wanted to ask you, let's say, to come back for the people who wanna make some coins here. So during this week, we noticed a couple of things. We had some events.
Oh, definitely. Call them
like that. Mm-hmm. We had the squad battles rewards. Let's say event. Now we have the team of the week event. We have the marquee matchup event. Tonight it was shown the first screen for Wants to Watch promo. Mm-hmm. Those in the past meant, and maybe this year also, meant possibilities to make coins
Yep.
for certain players. Maybe you wanna go a little bit through them to see what's working and what's not really working with those.
Sure. So basically, guys, Squad Battle Rewards is going to be a really good time to bid on non-rare golds because of the supply that comes in. It's usually a variety of, it's kind of like a variety pack of what you get. I mean, some could be rare gold, some could be Electrum pack. So there's a lot of non-rares that are going to be put on the market. And as those are put on the market, they're really good to pick up for SBCs. Because right now, especially in the first 2 weeks or maybe even month of FIFA, people are going to be doing tons of SBCs because they want, people are using multiple accounts, which we don't advise, but some people are using multiple accounts. Others just need to get them done for the first time. Say if you just got FIFA Friday, you're going to go through those SBCs or they can be quite profitable. So they're a great, it's a great time at Squad Battle Rewards to pick up some of these non-rare golds that are featured in SBCs because they're supplied so heavily. And then after rewards are finished, they should see a rise because they don't have supply again for the next few days until a Thursday timing. So that's a really, really safe way to trade. It's a great time to pick up some as investments or throw a handful in your club. If you look for popular nations and off leagues, they're often used in SBCs. I'll show you guys a quick example that I've traded with this year. Just give me 1 second here, Florian.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Sometimes I forget I have a screen here to just show them.
Yeah. So guys, if you are listening on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, that's very good. But if you're looking, watching on YouTube this podcast, you can see also Jake's screen. He usually has Footbean over there and he can show you like some graphs or some prices for some players.
So this is really ironic, but this is a non-rare gold I trade with. His name is Understall. Kind of looks like Jim from The Office. And he fluctuates a ton. And ironically, right now when I pulled this up, he's actually going for max price because he's probably featured in an SBC solution, which is really funny. So he's literally 10K. And you can buy this card at times for 350 coins. So he's just an amazing card to trade with because he's featured in SBCs because he's German, but he plays in the Eredivisie. So that means that he's going to be used in those SBCs that require multiple leagues and one nation. He's going to be used a lot. And once he gets in a solution, he's surely going to rise. How much just depends on Footbin and how much they update it. So maybe he's in a solution for 10 minutes and he goes up 500 coins. But maybe one day it kind of gets stuck and he's in a solution for an hour and then he's like this going for max price. So it's pretty crazy. A great card to trade with and a great card to pick up at times of supply for as cheap as possible. And he can be like a coin doubler at times. So I really like that. So that works for Squad Battle Rewards. For Team of the Week, there's not too much to trade with that other than right now I wouldn't invest in them or anything like that. But you can invest in, of course, in the golds going out of packs. That's what I did with Haaland to get some really good profits this week. He went up from about 95K to 125K at a certain point. So that worked really well for me. And Haaland is one of the few strikers in the Bundesliga, like one of only a few that's usable. So that's why he did so well in the hype. And yeah, if you can look at scores and matches, guys, and predict who's going to get an inform and invest in their gold card, it's pretty safe. I also advise gold Halstenberg because he is an 82 rated wingback. And I think the first player of the months will be low rated. They have notoriously been low rated. So I think he's going to do really well out of packs. I could see him going to like 4K plus. If you want to throw one in your club, I would highly recommend that. He's only 2.3 on Xbox still, so that's pretty low.
Tell me something about we were talking about, let's say, watching scores and football games and stuff this. I've noticed something, and I'm not for sure you know also, during popular games, if some player scores or has a very good game, especially if he scores or scores a couple of goals, he would raise in price. How would you advise that, let's say, level of trading, live trading with these gold cards?
Yeah, with something like that, it's going to be about who is fastest, right? So if you watch a goal happen live, like right away as it happens, and you can buy a card, it's not a bad idea, okay? But if you're 5 to 10 minutes late, you're kind of probably buying as it's already getting inflated and at a price that someone could profit on themselves. So you it's literally about having notifications on or watching live and being really quick on your fingers. It can be a lot of really quick profit, and it's especially important with like ones to watch now coming up too. But it just rewards those who act the fastest. That's just the truth to it. If you're not the fastest, you might get burned, because if you buy a card and you list too high, you're kind of in trouble there.
Yeah, so that's, let's say, it's a very risky move.
Yeah, sometimes. It is.
Sometimes that player, so for example, this weekend we had Haaland, we had Lewandowski, we had Son, we had, who else, we had Kane. These players, guys, Watkins, these players, guys, scored a goal, didn't raise too much in price, but after that they scored another one, and after that they scored even one or two more, because we had to, let's say, Leva had four goals and so on. So those people who bought on those players got also very lucky, because the game also, the real game also helped them. And I know, for example, Son went up like 80k during his performance against United. So that's something to take into consideration if you're like a football fan and you're watching the game live and you have some coins and you're very trustful in the team that are playing. That's something you can also do.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, it's just live trading, guys, is all about being fast. So just be careful when you're buying into it, and don't get drawn into the hype too much, because yeah, if you catch the late end and you buy high, and then people, oftentimes those cards drop a lot in price once they hit that high. So if you don't sell at the right time, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and let's say moving forward to rewards day, what should be rewards day on Thursday. I know today wasn't really today's Thursday, we're recording on a Thursday, wasn't really rewards day because we only had division rivals. Let's say coins, but I would expect rewards trading to be quite similar to last year in terms of how you can make coins.
Yeah, you can look at for Thursdays, guys, the premise is that people are getting a huge boost of coins from both their rewards sets in terms of Division Rivals and Weekend League. So the market and meta cards usually rise really well on Thursdays just from that coin injection. And there's just simply more demand than supply on a lot of the really meta cards that people enjoy using. So the best thing you can do is invest in those meta cards before Thursday. Even Wednesday night is usually fine. And then sell them on Thursday for a nice bit of profit. A couple of things you can look for too is who links with current SBCs. That's really helpful, because a lot of people also use those coins on Thursday to finish SBCs. That's really important to know. And then you can also look at who is in the upcoming team of the week, or who just received team of the week, because those will be red player picks. And people are going to try their hardest, especially early on. This is important, because people are going to want those red picks in their team, and they'll force them in kind of no matter how. So those links to the red picks will go up pretty well too.
Yeah, that's very good. And don't worry, guys, when this will happen, we will go more in detail about how this works. And maybe in the next podcast, we will have also some players we like in these situations.
Yep.
Moving forward, I don't know if Footbin has the screen for ones to watch.
I think they have some of the cards up. I don't think they have the full team, but some of the cards are unpopular. I can show them. So yeah, you guys.
What do you think? What do you think about this? Let's say we have 11 players for the first week of ones to watch.
Yep.
What do you think about this selection? Anything that you noticed and you like?
For one thing, I don't like the team selection being so small. I think that would have been fun to kind of start this promo off, or start the year off with a bang. I think that it would have been more fun to just include them all, even if they did it in a longer promotion with them both in packs, if you know what I'm saying. But it looks like Ake's in, Allen's in, Osimhen, Suarez, Partey, Telles, Bale, and then Werner. So it's a nice team. It's players people will be excited about. It's a lot of attackers too that have the ability and promise to score goals and get upgraded. And then other players, people will be so excited about like Tellez, right? If Tellez receives an upgrade, I can see that curve flying because he's going to be a new Manchester United player, and they got a massive fan base in general, but also on FIFA. So, yeah, I like their selection. I am excited for Team 2. I think they'll include pretty much all the top players we want to see eventually. So, yeah, I think it's fair. I just wish that they included both teams right off the bat rather than a half and half. What about you? What do you think of the selection and the upcoming promo?
I expected a little bit this to happen. They kind of told us when for the ones to watch guaranteed player, for the ones who bought the Champions and Ultimate Editions.
Yep.
I know it was maybe a messaging game or I don't know where, about the fact that if you open that guaranteed ones to watch in the first week, you get from the selection of the first week. If you open it in the second week, you will get something from there. Yep. And in the last, I think in the last weekend, you can get it from both teams, something like this.
Yep.
I like the selection. I like that Ake is there because I love Man City.
Yep.
Alan, he's a great card in game already. If he gets an upgrade, he's like the new Kante in Premier League.
Yep.
Partey, it's let's say my fan favorite from Atletico Madrid. I always played in previous FIFA with Partey and Saúl.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
About Telles, you already said. Bale, a lot of people expect Bale to do a lot of good things under Mourinho. I've seen a stat regarding assists and goals for Premier League players since Mourinho took office at Tottenham, and Harry Kane and Heung-min Son are the top two players in that list.
Oh, wow.
After that, it's Kevin De Bruyne. So he kind of knows how to motivate people. So
yeah.
I guess if he wants to do some work, he will do it.
Totally.
So as you said, it would have been nice to have a full a full team. I'm curious what the SBCs will be. So that would be also interesting, and how they will price these SBCs.
Yeah, I think they have to start pretty cheap just because, you know, people aren't going to have like millions of coins to spare. So it's pretty hard to ask for like 200K for a player, you know, even this early it is. So I hope they start with like an 82 or 83 rated for these upcoming player of the months too. I do expect Ansu Fati to win that for La Liga, and then Calvert-Lewin to win that for the Premier League. So I hope those are affordable. Those would be two awesome starter squad players too. So I'm excited for that, and I do think they'll be on the cheaper side, maybe like 75K-ish or so, as kind of like a maximum. So, yeah, I hope they don't overprice them and make it affordable, just because they can't expect people to have that many coins, and it would stink to have a player you really want that you can't afford this early.
Yeah, I remember. So I think they will be cheap also,
yeah,
or at least affordable. Not cheap, but you'll have 100K if your favorite card gets a once to watch. You'll have 100K to do this SBC. I remember last year they overpriced Saint-Maximin for something about above 200K maybe he was.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
And,
wow.
And I remember that a lot of people did not do him, and he didn't have some great performances until towards the end of the season, when everybody said, hey, now it's worth it, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But yeah, this year, and if you follow me on Twitter, guys, you probably see that I'm more towards not doing too many SBCs.
Yep.
I want to do a lot of coins by playing the game, because this year you can. You don't need to spend any,
totally. No
any
fitness.
Coin for fitness. Yeah. And not so from playing the game and from not doing SBCs, I want to see how much that that can help me.
Oh, yeah, you'll have a ton of coins. I think a lot of people will. And, yeah, like Florian said, watch the SBCs you spend, guys, because you're going to have more coins than ever this year, which means you might be able to afford cards you've never even thought about, like icons or Team of the Weeks or promotion cards. But a lot of people dwindle their coins away with cards that they won't use in their team that long. So, obviously, we want you to have fun on the game, and that's our best advice, is do players that you enjoy and have fun with, but also think about who you want to use in your team for a while, because you might regret doing some SBCs too if you don't use them very long.
Yeah, so I will tell you guys every week during this podcast, I will tell you what I've done. I know we have the first SBC was Tonali, which was very cheap, like 8K or something like that. But I decided not to do him because I will probably never play him in my team. So even if he was very cheap, I said I will skip this guy.
And it's so funny because I think a lot of people are going to do him just because he's cheap. Like, I think a ton of users will complete Tonali this week just because. Like, I don't even know if they have intent to use them, but they're like, oh, that's fair. And they just throw them in their club, and it's like, what? Okay. That's still 8K that you'll never have back.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people motivate doing this SBC, not only because he's cheap, but because maybe they will require a nuanced to watch
Yeah,
card in a future SBC.
that's a valid reason if you're planning
Yeah,
that.
but for that I replied to them that guys, probably Friday we'll get a season objective or a
You're
week
right.
objective, and you'll get like two or three wants to watch players just by playing rivals or something like that.
Yep.
So I will go towards that area into doing a lot of this, let's say free, because I'm gonna play for the rewards of the rivals also. So this kind of, let's say, more free players and not spending the coins,
Right.
but only on what matters. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that's just a great advice for everyone, just to really think about it. And if you really like that player and it's a little expensive, who cares? You know? But just
Yeah,
use them for a
of
while.
course. Of course. So tomorrow is Friday. Maybe you guys already are seeing this, listening this podcast on Friday, guys. What would you advise? So let's say maybe people bought the standard edition or not even that. Maybe they already have the game. Tomorrow is Friday. A lot of people are expecting also a small market crash because of all the pack openings, but also an increase in prices because of the influx of coins. What would you recommend, Jake?
Yeah, so they're right. That's what we see. So typically during this, and it's almost just like any promotion Friday, it doesn't really even have to be specific to the start of the year, like the first week. Typically the trend is that there's quite a bit of like panic on the market leading up to this as everyone anticipates it, they sell their team, they get ready. And doing that leads to some prices coming down. So you're seeing a lot of the meta market today guys come down, like Richarlison's down like 5K, Jesus is down like 7K. Things like that. And
And Jake, now the question, when to buy?
yeah. And there's, I think, two great buying opportunities. And one is basically like the no risk approach, and that's just buying before in the panic. So sometime before 6 p.m. tomorrow is extremely safe. I think that you can still make coins on that. You won't have to be worried about the market too much, right? You won't have to be on it looking for bids or deals. You'd already have your player and they should rise from that price. But I do think an ideal time is going to be like 7 to 8 p.m. UK or 7 to 9 p.m. UK because we are going to get a massive, massive, massive allotment of packs coming in tomorrow from people getting their welcome back packs, from people opening promo packs if they do them, from sometimes they couple this release with a big SBC. Last year we actually had another advanced SBC come out during that Friday. I'm not sure if you know that, but it was a National Pride and it came with like multiple mega packs or something. So there's going to be a massive amount of supply in my opinion, and I don't think that demand will outweigh it at first, but in a few hours after that it will. So like I think the market will start to rise pretty late into the evening at like 9 or 10 UK. So I would just definitely plan to buy by that time.
That's a good one question which I had in my Twitter DMs. Someone was selling his Messi and asked me when he should buy it back on Friday. So that was today. So I was like, whoa, that's a little bit tricky with Messi having the tax on Messi being quite high.
Yeah, I don't really know if it's valuable to do that because you probably lose like 50K-ish or so on tax, and it seems like kind of a hassle for a top tier card because a card like Messi, guys, is gonna get packed so rarely. And the cards that I'm thinking about, guys, are like Bale or I guess he'll be out of packs, but let's think Jesus. He's only 83 rated. He's gonna get packed a ton. Adama, right? He's still holding a value of 23K, but he's only 79 rated. I expect him to go down. Rashford's only 85. Sissoko is holding a value of 42k currently, but he's only a 79 rated card, so it seems extremely likely to me that he will fall. Once you get to the higher ratings, you get less and less likely that they're going to see a massive decline. Like a player like Sané, I don't think he's going to go down as much as a player like Emre Can, even, just because he's a higher rated, less pack supply. He's still really in demand. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry at that cost. Above a million coins, I wouldn't really look to sell and buy back. It seems pretty wasteful. You might make a little back, like 10 or 15K at max, but it just seems like a hassle.
Yeah, I mean, you need to stay like on the market to check yeah. the prices. If you sell the player tomorrow, you'll have like all day. You'll be checking the prices to yep. see if you did the right move or not.
Yep.
When 6 p.m. UK comes, you're like very stressed. Maybe should I buy now? You'll see the price is raising maybe a little bit. So you not know what to do. And I feel like for a couple of K, that's not really worth it.
Yeah, it seems like too much stress and too much work for that, and I just wouldn't worry about it. Messi's, of course, obviously going to be in crazy demand, so there's also yeah. going to be a lot of buyers, and there's going to be a good amount packed, but there's also going to be a good amount of buyers. So, like I said, on those top-tier cards, I really wouldn't worry so much.
What else, Jake? What else can you tell us? If not, I think we shared a lot of information for today's show.
Yeah, I think the only last thing I'd say is, especially during these first few weeks with all the questions traders get, including myself, just try not to stress out so much. Like, seriously, guys, I'm not kidding when I say this. I'm getting close to thousands of messages a day asking when should I sell, between Twitter, Instagram, Discord, because people are so worried about losing 5 or 10K that they just freak out. And honestly, that's what makes people lose more coins than anything, is that kind of panic and fear. So it's just yeah. kind of ironic, because those same people that are so worried cause their own card to crash. So just be cool, be level-headed, take in as much free content as you can. I got to start posting more on Twitter. It's been such a busy week, but I have been posting actively on Instagram, and we'll have these podcasts for you guys, which should be the most informative. So thanks you guys for tuning in, and like, hopefully you're learning a lot about the market and what you want to do this year.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot for being here with us. I've seen the support you gave us in the last edition of the podcast. So mm-hmm. thanks a lot for that. Next week we will cover, let's say, more. We will see how Wants to Watch perform, what SBC ZA gives us. We will have some maybe some team of the week prediction if we record yep. earlier. I know this week it's a break for international games. So yeah, we can have some surprises during the content for the next week.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot for watching and listening, guys.
Thanks for watching, guys.